The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Kind of missed
I like how
bit.
You do the seat of your pants on Monday morning. I mean, like you're in there here. Carrying on a conversation. There's the trumpet blowing, and you're just like,
it's not like
sliding
I
in.
It's not like I haven't done this for like
well,
6 years. You know?
Still.
Hey.
How are you today?
We're technicians here.
Do people ever ask how you are, Carl?
No, usually don't. Usually they just stare at me. So I'm fine. Good morning. Good morning, Bad Bob. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much.
Look at you looking at that nice blue shirt.
How was your Mother's Day weekend?
It was nice. I had Mom over for dinner.
Aw. You know what?
That's cool.
I think you need to, you know, we had a wonderful weekend as well with my mother turned 82. She always has her birthday on Mother's Day. And even though, Mother's Day is on that Sunday, but May 10th. And so she turned 82. We had a big family get together, and it's just nice to have everyone together. You know, I'm just got on Facebook this morning and saw, you know, so many friends and loved ones that, you know, spent time with their family. It's good times.
It is. It's a lot of good times. You know, having the whole family around, too. I think it makes a difference. I know your mom really appreciated it. You know, we got a nephew. He's got the dolphin syndrome. Have you ever heard of that, Bob?
No.
Yeah, the dolphin syndrome. He's got a hole in the top of his head so he can talk continuously without breathing. He goes, once he starts, it's like, wow. I sit there and all. He's kind of like the music radio station where you just kind of have this in the background. We just kind of talk around him. But I swear, once he starts, which is usually like 5 minutes after he's there, it is nonstop. And I went over and looked at the top and said, what are you looking at? I said, I'm seeing if there's a hole in your head to see if you can breathe. How can you talk so continuously without breathing? And he, you know, he's having problems even answering. He's only 32 or something. So I mean,
only,
he's just
a, he's you
only
know,
child.
Only's only. But, you know, it's interesting. I'm sure when families get together, there's always these dynamics. You know, and then when the kids come in or family members or spouses, new spouses, oh, my God, is there a dynamic? So interesting there.
A new spouse in the family here is really strange. You better pull on your boots tight, you know, and cinch that saddle on because I tell you, you're going for it. Good morning, everybody. What's the weather look like for this week? It's rodeo week. First of all, it's rodeo week. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. 62 degrees. Well, we will be out there Friday. It's going to be an interesting week in weather. Slight chance of showers today. I have to pull in some of the outside furniture. With our highs around 74 tonight, looks like we're going to have a slight chance of showers with our lows around 55. It's that time to open up your windows again. Slight chance of showers tomorrow on Tuesday with our highs just around 71 and Tuesday night around 50. Wednesday again, we increase with our chance of showers with our highs of 70, 52 in the lows of Wednesday. Right now with this, that's about where we're going to be, 62 currently again, and our highs will be 74. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Congratulations to the Kinneys. They were given a special award on, what was it, last
Thursday.
Thursday.
They were from the Employment Development Division from California Department of Labor were the small businesses for California. The entire state of California were one of the three small business winners for hiring veterans. and which was a big thing. And I talked about that Friday about what a great – I feel much more optimistic about what's happening with how they're trying. I'm not saying it's happening, but they are putting all these plans in place, and they're very sincere. They want to hire veterans. They want to hire as many veterans as possible. The city of Los Angeles has hire 100,000 veterans. Wouldn't that be great if we in the city of Redding, who purports to support our veterans so much, you know, the Purple Heart City, Purple Heart County, which doesn't mean anything because you can just say, okay, that's what we are. And it says in the signs, we're Shasta County where we honor our veterans. Wouldn't it be great to say a Shasta County honoring our veterans is hire 1,000 veterans or even hire 500 veterans and have the city and the county do that? Not city jobs or county jobs, but push that, and businesses push that. Hire 100 veterans, 500 veterans, hire 150, hire 100 veterans. You know, we're a lot smaller than Los Angeles, and they're hiring 100,000. Well, we could hire 100. Why don't we do that? Why don't I'm going to reach CVAC. I'm going to go to the Board of Supervisors. I'm going to go to the Redding City Council. Here's something you can do that's really positive besides slapping people down. This is something really positive. And why don't you get behind hire 100? You want this giant water slide. Maybe you could hire 100 veterans to fill it up with water. Just a joke. Okay. All right. A lot of things happening. We're going to have rodeo people on this whole week. You've got things going on, Linda. I've got things going on. A lot of stuff happened over not just the weekend, but over in this week and the things that are happening. But we want to talk about all of the great events that are happening and starting at 7:30. But right now, you know, I love your parents. Love your parents. I couldn't find a better set of in-laws. Your dad and I get along. I mean, it was perfect. The only thing I have a problem with is the bed. Their bed.
Yes.
Their bed
true.
Is like sleeping on a trampoline, and not only that, the pillow. It's like sleeping on a mid-sized pig. Because it's
saying.
Hard and it's round and you just kind of like
Southern
you
boy.
Roll off. You kind of like you want to jump on the pillow. You want to grab it and you want to hang on to it, and then it rolls back and forth. So you're just, you know, the whole 2 nights.
Have you had neck issues?
When you would move, it would bounce. The bed would bounce. You know, you've seen these ads where you can drop a bowling ball on the bed. Nothing. No, you could drop a feather on the bed. We both bounce.
Well, literally, when we got home last night, we said, we are going to bed so early tonight, you know, just thank God we have our sleep number and I can do, you know, put my dual air control. I think tonight I'm going to go a little firmer because I really need to get that, you know, that supported sleep. And I was in heaven to get back into my bed.
Well, I tell you what,
my sleep number bed.
Right now on the Memorial Day special that's going on, you can save $500. On a special edition bed with Sleep IQ technology. Now you're saying, okay, I know about the dual air technology where each one of you can have your own firmness in your bed. And by the way, my sleep number setting is 40, and that's going up tonight, I think, to 45 or 50 to have that little bit of more of a firm ride tonight. And the sleep number bed comes, you can have it come with Sleep IQ technology, which you don't have to do anything but sleep. And it analyzes how you sleep. And it gives you suggestions like maybe a firmness, maybe a little bit less, a little bit more. You know, don't drink caffeine. Are you looking at TV right before you go to bed because you shouldn't be tossing and turning after you turn off the light? All of this stuff. But all Sleep Number beds are available with Sleep IQ technology. And you can have your sleep tracked so you really know what affects your sleep. That's right. There's a Sleep Number store right here in town. That's right. There's one in Chico, but there's one right here in town. It's in the Target Shopping Center.
Right next to the vitamin store.
Right next to the vitamin store. You head on down, see Brian or Janice, and tell them, hey, look, I want to sleep. I want to lay on that bed and see what's so great about it. Carl and Minnie keep talking about it. It is the number one rated bed by Consumer Report. It is made in America. It's got guarantees on it. And right now you can save up to $500 on a Memorial Day special bed with Sleep IQ technology. Head on down there. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back in a minute. What are some of the things we're talking about? I've got hints for you about how to save water. Yeah, and it will be magic. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's Monday morning. Good morning, my friends.
If the music is grooving, it makes you feel happy like an old time movie. I'll tell you about the magic and the free your soul, but it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Monday morning, keep watch. The lone stranger and sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday's kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall. And Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you. Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family helping family.
It happens every year at this time. Those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
All day I face the barren waste without the taste.
Good morning.
Of water.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Water.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, across from Sierra Gibbs. You name it, they got it. As far as jewelry goes.
That's right. And they have the only really authentic jewelry repair, watch repair guy. So if you have an older piece of jewelry or a watch that perhaps was a family heirloom and you're worried about that timepiece, take it into Four Winds Jewelry and they can take it apart and fix it and clean it. And they also have wonderful estate pieces. And Leonard is an expert in loose stones and opals. Anything you could possibly want, go in and find out about your jewelry and all your needs at 4-1's Jewelry. Call them at 222-2750.
There you go. All right. Playing the part about water because drought. All right. What can you do to help save water? We have water features at our house. They're not large. They're not something that, you know, that run all the time. They're two fountains. One holds probably, 3 gallons of water? The other one holds a lot of water, mm-hmm. I would say. Water features are off.
It's a law. You can't have them on.
Well, no, it's not that. Probably it is, but we've just turned ours off. So no water features.
Well, that's a bummer.
But you know what? Maybe in a year or so we can have them back
on. Fill them up with water, which is maybe, a couple buckets?
Well, one of them is only like
bucket.
Maybe one bucket. The other one has got probably 20 gallons in it, at least.
Really?
Yeah, at least that much.
Okay. Okay.
I would say, because it fills that big one up, and it fills the next one up, and fills the third one up. So it's, well, I think it's over 20 gallons.
But it's recycling. It just keeps...
It's recycling, that's true, but it also evaporates. But it, you know what? It's a way of saving... It's not a lot, but it saves water. The other thing is, when you take a shower, do you have a song you really, really like? Do you have a radio you could play, or do you have something that plays music or a song that you really like? Is it while you're taking a shower, take it for the length of that one song, 3 minutes, 2.5 to 3 minutes. No, you can't get in a Gata Da Vida, which lasts for 20 minutes. They don't remember those songs. That one was 20 minutes, but you don't take a 20-minute shower. You take a song like from Taylor Swift. Or Beyonce, or, you know, I don't care what kind you take, but if you do that, and that's the length of the shower, 3 minutes, you can wash yourself and get out. Starbucks, who has their own bottle water, no longer is buying water in Northern California. It's a place, I think it's called Baxter, but they would take the water from. And they are no longer buying in Northern California because of the drought. They're going back to Pennsylvania or another, you know, some other place back there. The other thing about when the shower is you can get these showers with little cutoff valves. You can just, when if you get yourself all wet and turn off the water and then soap yourself down and then turn the water back on and rinse off. That saves water while you're doing that. And other people do is when they're turning the water on until the hot water gets hot, they have a bucket in there with, you know, that catches the water. I haven't reached that point. We haven't reached the point where we're bucketing water. Have we reached that point? No. Okay. The Kistel Geyser Pumps is getting ready to open up a plant here. And it pumps, going to pump 365,000 gallons a day from Mount Shasta spring water. Or from Mount Shasta groundwater.
Well, when you
that's
say
a lot.
That's not happening now?
Nope, they're getting ready to open up the plant. And they're saying it will have no effect on Mount Shasta or the or Siskiyou County or the groundwater because they have so much of it up there. But 365,000 gallons a day.
Wow.
Think about that, how much that is. That's like, you know, that's a town. It's a town's worth of water there. And that's interesting. And then something else that goes along with the drought is they're getting ready to shoot out all these thousands of, or millions of gallons of water down the creeks there to help the salmon. And today at 10:30 out at the Mount Shasta or at the Shasta Dam, there's going to be a protest at 10:30. They tell everybody to bring their flags. Hey, they said save the water for people in agriculture and not the fish. The fish don't need it.
If I may, coincidentally, 1 acre. Foot of water, which is how we measure our lakes, is about 325,000 gallons of water.
Okay, how much? 325?
About 325. So they're going to about 326,000.
So they're going to take
1 acre foot.
They're going to take approximately 1 acre foot of water a day, Kistel Geyser. Now, has anybody? I mean, they're talking about out of the groundwater up at Siskiyou County around Mount Shasta. They must have a tremendous amount of water up there because there's a couple other bottling plants up there, isn't there, Bob?
Yes, and the Nestle plant, which was closed out. Just as a point of reference, Shasta Lake's maximum storage capacity is 4.5 million acre feet of water. The average amount of flow coming through it is about 6.2 million acre feet of water through the dam and down the river.
So that just goes down the river out to the sea.
Okay,
that's an average daily use of 6.2 acre feet, right?
No. The average daily use is 1 acre foot by this watering plant.
Right.
But the average annual flow from Shasta Lake is 6.2 million. So that's
acre
a fair
feet.
Amount. Yeah. And again, most of that goes right out to the ocean.
Okay. And then the plant and the tunnels down in, I tell you, we were just in Sacramento, so the opportunity to read the Sacramento Bee was interesting because when Jerry Brown told everybody to shut up, he says, if you haven't spent a million hours of research as we have on these tunnels and shut up, well, you'd be, oh, man, oh, that really enraged a lot of people down there. I mean, you kind of think he might have said it tongue-in-cheek or whatever, but, oh, man, they are going after him now about these tunnels and what he promised about it's going to help the environment, and then he's taking that promise off, and the fact is that and it's going to be these tunnels are going to be pushing 40 feet wide tunnels, two of them, pushing the water down through there. And people are fighting him on it. They're saying, why are you doing this? I mean, this is where you're just forcing water down to Southern California to where your voter base is. You know, all these people down in Southern California that vote for you. This is why you're pushing the water down. It's got nothing to do with the environment. It's got nothing to do with saving species or anything. It's real interesting. Sacramento Bee has quite a few articles on it, one of which completely blows one of the articles in our paper out of the water.
What was that?
Well, our paper has this, you know, they have these on the second page or the third page in our Record Searchlight. It has something called Across the State, and it says analysis, train fare estimate, a bargain. A newspaper analysis has found that the most recent estimate of the cost to ride California's bullet train from Los Angeles to San Francisco is a bargain at an average of $86. Well, when you read the rest of the article that was in the Sacramento Bee, you see, oh, wait a minute, this is not what it said. This is just a piece pulled out by an editor who has a axe to grind and puts it in there. That $86 is just one of the fee, one of the many, many fares they have there. If you want to go nonstop, that's going to be very expensive. And if you're going for the a lot of stops, it'll be more. But they're saying that even that, even the estimates are caca, because they're talking about something that's 20 years away, and they said you can't estimate anything over 3 to 4 years away. So anything you're saying is completely wrong. It's completely in the air. So for people to say, oh, this is going to pay for itself, and all we need this is this much money, is absolutely ludicrous. But if you read this article and just say, oh, okay, it's going to pay for itself, it's not going to pay for itself. In fact, there's many other studies that show that we're going to be spending hundreds of millions of dollars a year in subsidies to keep that bullet train going. And then our nephew, who speaks nonstop, said, well, you know, everybody knows is that the technology is much better in the other parts of the world. And the fact is that that's proven by the fact that they use bullet trains in Japan. And we don't use them here because their technology is so much better. And I went, you have got to step away from the weed there, because that's not true. The thing is that technology is a lot better here in the United States. But the other thing, I'm not even going to get into that, but the reason we don't use bullet trains in the United States is because we don't want to use bullet trains in the United States. We don't need to use bullet trains in the United States.
Some don't want to. Some do. Oh,
and some
obviously,
do.
That's
but
why
obviously,
this is
if, yeah,
moving somewhere.
If the people of the United States wanted bullet trains, guess what? We'd have bullet trains here. It's not, you know, it's not rocket science to make a bullet train. It obviously isn't. But to say is that, oh, it's because of technology we're not smart enough. I mean, when I hear him say these things, it's like, where do you learn these things? Where do you read these things? And so, but here it is, another example of something that was just cherry picked out of an article and says, oh, it's going to be cheaper than any other place in the world. No, you don't know that. You have no idea if that's true, because it's based on something from 20 years from now. It's absolutely ludicrous to do that. Anyway, I wanted to point that out.
See, I want to point out
you hear the other side right here, KCNR.
I'd like to point out too that my nephew is sober. At one time he did maybe have a problem, but he has been
right.
Clean and sober for some time. Well, let's clarify that, because
I was being facetious.
You never know. You don't want things to get through the grapevine.
No,
just kind of a
just
tongue in cheek.
Just kidding.
Sorry.
And you know what? He writes, you know what?
And
I didn't mean that by thinking that in any way that he was affiliated with drugs. He's not. But boy, can he talk. All right.
Hey, Bullet Train. Go back to Bullet Train fast. Right. You know, you've been on the one in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I think it's fast.
So I wonder when that was implemented.
Well,
the
gosh,
Bullet Train.
See, I wrote it back in the 80s, and it's been there. It must have been there since in the 70s. So I would say at least in the 70s, you know, that technology to be able to run a train that fast. And, I mean, you're going well over 115 miles an hour as you're going down that track. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you would stop. And so with the way our tracks are going to be here, it's going to be interesting to see if anybody can get a straight-through shot on a bullet train from San Francisco to
New York.
Well, maybe someday they will have something like that. But if you're from San Francisco to Los Angeles, and how much money is that going to cost? And then you got to look at the fares. They want to take the money away from, say planes. So what the planes do is just drop their fares. Because, by the way, we found fares at $49 to Las Vegas.
Keep the secret somewhat.
I'm not going to tell you where yet.
We'll tell you after we take our trip.
That's right.
Well, actually, we're flying the grandkids in from
Las Vegas.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
So we'll tell you about it in a minute.
Time 7:30 in the morning. It is 62 degrees out there. It's Carl and DeBott. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Monday morning, keep watch. The lone stranger and sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday's kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall. And Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Good morning. How are you doing today? It is 7:33 in the morning, 62 degrees out there. It's going to go up to like 75 today. Phone lines here are 605-4567. It's somebody, hey, you know what? Everybody's gone through rodeos for a long time. So give us a call. What do you think about the pancake breakfast?
How many people?
10,000 people.
10,000. I think there were a little over 10,000 last year. They said the numbers were down. What does that mean? Down by maybe a couple school buses or something. But we were there live, and we'll be there again, live again this Friday. Can't believe Rodeo Week is among us, is here. Every day is something spectacular. You know that today's, from what we understand, there may be a holdup. And what we're going to be doing is probably at the end of the program, start giving the clues to the loot. And see, last year was found rather quickly.
Yeah, it did. It was, you know, and it went through, even though they had the long. Okay. We got comments in the chat.
What are the comments?
Okay. I'm trying to picture what it's like to sleep on a medium-sized pig. Okay. If you haven't tried to sleep on a medium-sized pig, you know what? Go out and try that. It's, you know, if you ever.
Now, listen, that doesn't mean that. I'm not going to take this personally.
Okay, no. It's not. No, please don't take it personally. It's the pillow. It was like trying to sleep on a medium-sized pig. And yes. You know, we're talking about drought, and yes, there is proposed by the city council a water slide at the end of my street. And now, the question is how am I going to, if they have that, how am I going to be able to profit from that? Because it is a for-profit type of reason they're doing it down there, so people can make money on our own streets here in Reading, in case you didn't know that. So I'm thinking about selling parking spots. What do you think, hon? We had them park in our driveway for like $25 a car in the driveway. That means we can park two. And then maybe we can sell them lemonade.
We can't have them park in the front. They can't park in the front of our car because we have steps going down. Remember, we can't.
No, they can step. No, we can't keep them from parking in front of our house.
Right.
But we can park our cars in front of our house and nobody else can park there.
That's true.
And then we can charge them to park in our driveway.
There you go.
You know what? If Rocky Slaughter's going to make money on this, we all ought to make money on this. What do you think?
Well, I'm wondering if people are going to charge if it does go through. If people are going to charge for them for using their driveways, $25 each, $25 a car. Let's make it San Francisco prices.
Oh yeah, $25 a car. And then if we drive the car, if we park the car, no, we've got to say this: valet parking our driveway, $45. Glass of lemonade, $5. Beer, $10. What do you think?
No alcoholic beverages.
No, okay, no beer. But you could do that. I think if Rocky's going to make money, we ought to make money too. In fact, I'm going to see if we can't get we need to get the parking concession. We need to get the parking concession on Chestnut. Let's go to the phones. Coach Bob.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Coach.
And Lady Bot.
Well, good morning. And how are you this morning?
I'm darn good. I'm going north on the 5. I thought I'd give you a call. I was listening to what you were saying there. Parking in your lawn or whatever. But the first time I ever went to a professional ball game was Wrigley Field. I'd driven my mom from Reading back to Chicago to visit a friend. And everybody around Wrigley Field, there's no parking. That place is right down in the neighborhood. You park on people's lawns, they charge you a couple of bucks. Well, back in the day, late 60s, a couple of bucks, park on their lawn, go see the game for 50 cents,
yeah.
Out in bleachers, and life was good.
Well, you know, in
pretty interesting.
Well, in Sturgis, during the bike week there, people in the little town of Sturgis, which goes from 6,000 to 250,000 in 5 days, rent their houses out. They rent their lawns out. They rent their garages out. And they make enough money in 1 week to pay their house costs for the rest of the year. Because people will come down there and pay an exorbitant amount. Oh, no, they'll pay $100 a night just to be able to sleep on somebody's yard and have a place to go to the bathroom. There you go.
Now, what is that occasion again? Say it again.
That's the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in Sturgis, South Dakota.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. A lot of people rent their houses out.
Just another quick aside. I just left Lowe's, I'll name names, because they give a veterans discount. I went in and bought a box of Keurig coffee cups.
Uh-huh.
I have a Keurig coffee machine. And I save $1 on a $10.99 purchase, which I really appreciated them. And that's anytime, 24/7, 365. There's another box store in town that's their main competitor that gives me a veteran's discount only on holidays. And, you know, I don't understand that. If you're going to give it, why don't you just give it?
Huh.
I don't
get that.
Isn't that interesting? Because that other one you're talking about, I think, was started by a Marine. And it has a Marine or a former Marine CEO in there. And they hire veterans. I don't know why they would just have a veterans discount only on holidays.
Well, I found out the hard way. I had actually called Home Depot to ask them that question. I said, "Do you give a veterans discount?" Because I was going to go and buy some lumber and stuff. And they said, "Yes, we do." And that was the end of it. So I went in and walked up to the lumber counter,
threw my card
out there, and they said, "I'm sorry, we'll accept it this time, but in the future, it's only on holidays." What?
That's strange.
Oh, well.
That's strange. Well,
yeah.
You know what? The only thing you can do is just remember that. You know, like we have on our website, we have places that give discounts. And,
right.
You know, we've pulled some of them off because of things like that. And anytime we find one, we'll pull it off. But there are places, a lot of places that do offer. And a lot of people forget to ask, hey, do you have a veteran's discount? I asked for a veteran's discount the other day in, I'll say it, Best Buy.
Yes, you did.
And I said, do you have a veteran's discount? And the guy says, well, I'm new here. Let me go find out. And you know what? 10%. They knocked 10% off the cost of that.
I got to wise up because you're doing the right thing. At least you're asking.
Ask,
if it's
you
out
have
there to
ask.
Be taken advantage of, that's, it's there for the taking, and why not?
If they
it
want,
only makes sense.
If they want to help, if they offer this, then you know we'd be rude not to ask for it, is the way I look at it.
I completely agree, and I just left the Black Bear this morning, and they give me the 10% on the coffee, and I love it. I
there
go
you go.
Back all the time.
Black Bear is a good place, too. Those people there in Black Bear are good. You know, I'm going to ask Rocky Slaughter, from, can we get a 10% veterans discount on the slip and slide?
Yeah, I want to hear his answer to that. I got an opinion about that. Well, that's
is that a good is it a good idea or is it a good idea or a bad idea? What do you think?
It's a horrible idea.
Okay, all right.
Horrible for all the wrong reasons at the wrong time.
Well, okay. You know that
another
when,
time, different deal.
You know, in L.A. when they started to do this, they had one of these slides going. The people actually were their petitions. People were signing petitions. Don't do this in our city, and they canceled like 10 of those around in that general area down there.
I understand the want to do it, but there's a time and a place for everything, and this is not the time of the year with the drought and whatnot. And I'm up here in Shasta Lake City right now, and we are cutting back on water. And there's this swimming pool out there that has all the gallonage that he wants to run down the street, and it's just we can't fill it back up because you got to watch that water meter.
Oh yeah.
And I'm doing my part. No, I don't care if you bring it in from Idaho. You're going to bring it in, dump it into the lake. We could use it.
There you go. Okay. Thanks
Thank
a lot,
guys.
Coach Bob. Be careful out there. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have two tickets for Barefoot in the Park. You know, we like to support Riverfront Playhouse. It's a Neil Simon wonderful comedy. Barefoot in the Park, media night, Wednesday, May 20th. Give us a call here, 605-4567. 605-4567. And you and a friend can go to Barefoot in the Park. We have two. If you feel like you want to take a couple couples, I can give four away. But I just want to make sure you guys go. I've always said make sure butts are put in the seats, and that's an important part of taking tickets for free is that you go. So also, Carl, a massive cleanup and hunt for the missing was underway today after a line of tornadoes and wild storms roared through several states, killing at least three and many more injured. Tornadoes caused major damage in parts of Arkansas, Iowa, South Dakota, and Texas.
Tornadoes, we saw, they were hitting everywhere down there.
That's right. More to come. At least two people died in Nashville, Arkansas, when a possible tornado rolled through Howard County late Sunday night. And in Corsicana, Texas, a man died after being swept into a ditch after leaving his car in floodwaters. In Van, Texas, emergency management coordinator, County Fire Marshal Chuck Ellen said 10 adults are unaccounted for, and 26 people were taken to hospitals after a tornado rolled through the county Sunday night. Now, we had, if you want to call it, it was an honor to have been invited. But you and I had gone a few years back to the emergency response California State Center down in Sacramento, and one of the keynote speakers was a gal who had gone in to put together the emergency. Help me here with the
emergency response teams that go on out, you know, with different types of people, with different, you know, anywhere from, believe it or not, forensic dentistry to forensic, of course, medical.
You're talking about California Office of Emergency Services?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Yes.
And we
yes.
were down, and we were, went down to one of their, went down to one of their programs to listen to it, and it was absolutely, absolutely fascinating to hear what the things they did. But they were talking about, you know, this one, you know, about entire towns. Leveled. It looked like a bombing raid from World War II. Just leveled there. And they're just, you know, they're just fortunate that, you know, there were lots of injuries, but nobody killed. But then all the things they had to do to fix this, all these things they had to do to bring in the help. There.
Exactly. And when you think about a town being flattened, all of a sudden we don't really realize it. You know, we see a picture, we just are kind of numb with the picture. But we're talking about babies, children, animals, cars. There's no age, race, it's all anything that's in the way of a tornado is just absolutely obliterated.
A tornado touches everybody.
Yeah, and so then they had these emergency, like you said, hospital tent hospitals. It was just fascinating to see how fast an emergency city could go up within hours.
Absolutely. You know, they say one of the things that the military does, and they're having to cut back now, is if there's a disaster anywhere in the world and you've got military around there, especially the ARGs, the amphibious readiness groups that are out there, they will come in there and they'll use their helicopters. They'll use – one of the big things is they have a tremendous amount of – excuse me, a tremendous capability to make fresh water. Thousands and thousands of gallons of water they can make, fresh water. And they use that capability. They move. They use the armored vehicles, the amphibious tractors to move people around when there's these disasters in other parts of the world. But the cutback in the budget, all that stuff's coming back too. Cutting back also. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. But speaking of disasters and people that can help you, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked the top 100 hospital in the nation for the third year in a row. At the Shasta Regional Medical Center, they know that medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change their lives. What a great group of people down there at the Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I tell you what, the emergency room service you get there is absolutely the best in town. You're not going to be sitting around for an hour or 2 hours or 12 hours at Shasta Regional. If you've got an emergency, head on down to the top 50 in cardiac services. Right here in Reading. Top 50 in the nation right here in Reading. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Every year at this time, those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
Culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Monday morning, keep watch. The lone stranger and sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday's kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall. And Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNI 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 10 minutes till 8 here on May the 11th.
We have a cowboy.
Monday.
It is May 11th. We have a cowboy, a couple cowboys in the house here, but currently 62 degrees. If you're looking at the temperature and wondering what it's going to be like outside, today's going to have our temperatures around 74 with a slight chance of showers, slight chance of showers tonight as well. Actually, as we look through the week, we're looking at chances of showers, but just a slight percent. 55 tonight, tomorrow high of 71, Tuesday low of 50, Wednesday high of 70, Wednesday night lows of 52 as we head into rodeo week with all the wonderful things. You can probably wear your chaps and all your fun things and not get too hot here for this rodeo week. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane each and every time here on KCNR and our morning show.
Okay, a couple of things here. Just as a remind everybody, there's a protest going on out at Shasta Dam. People are protesting the amount of the millions of gallons of water they're pushing out down there to pulse out for the salmon when we need water here for things like people to drink. They will be there at 10:30. Show up at 10:30 at the dam out there at Shasta Dam and the parking lot there of the visitor center and bring your flags. And they're gonna march across the dam. It'll be a photo opportunity. Now, speaking of photo opportunities, we got him right here. And Mr. Cowboy, Mr. Redding Rodeo, Mr. Rick Williams. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning to you.
Well, first we have to turn you on because, you know, it's
good morning.
It's busy getting
it's
on
Monday.
That busy getting on that phone there.
Yeah, okay. Good morning. How are you this morning, Rick Williams?
I'm great.
Yeah.
Are you sitting there in your red shirt?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a beautiful red shirt. It's the Redding Rodeo, or always they call the Reds.
The Reds.
What do you call you guys? The Reds and the Yellows.
Red shirt, you're
the
yeah.
And so we're kicking it off.
This is it.
Yes, we are. We did Saturday was our steak feed, and we had a great turnout.
That was
so. We had over 800 people there.
Oh man, isn't that great?
People are getting excited.
Like well, you know what? This is rodeo week. This is one of the biggest events in, you know, people talk about Cool April Night, but I don't even think they can hold a candle to this.
Not even close.
Because, and now here's Rick Williams I guess you have a regular job. We ask you this and you say, yeah, I'm working in this, but we see you almost 12 months a year putting this thing on. And in reality, it really started a few weeks ago with the media ride. Right. At Corn Ranch.
Well, as far as work, we knew.
But it started.
Our 2015 association.
Yeah, I mean, it started with the ride out there and had a big turnout out there for that, too.
Right, and that wouldn't have been possible if it hadn't been for you to host that and
along
have the
with
catering
smoked.
Done and
yeah,
everything.
Smoked
yeah, that
was great.
Great. And yeah. We really appreciate it.
Rick, it's so fun to see, you know, to be around people who just truly have a love for horses and for livestock and the rodeo culture. It's just a treat. There's something that's unlike anything else.
Well, that's what we're trying to keep alive. That's kind of the mission statement of our club is to promote horsemanship for men, women, and children. So we try to keep that alive.
Yeah, well, you know what? This thing here with this rodeo, though, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then the Champions Challenge on Saturday started right here in Redding. Champions Challenge with the all the top rodeo stars in the world, since really it's United States, but it's the world because they get riders from all over the world.
Right
here in Redding, California. Yeah, you know, and people need to realize. I think people are starting to catch on to this. That this is, you know, this is a pretty big event here.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah, and this will be our third annual Champions Challenge, and there's still only there's a limited amount of them. I think it's around 10.
Yeah.
per year.
In the United States, entire United States.
Exactly.
Have we been able to capture how much money is spent here during this week?
No, the last study we did was probably about 10 years ago, and that was done by Chico State.
Mm-hmm.
And it was huge numbers.
It might be worth it, again, at some point to do this so that people understand just what this means to this community in this rodeo.
Especially the Champions Challenge. That brings in a whole other spending
group. I mean,
capita.
People were flying in for this.
Oh, yeah,
time.
And we get fans from, you know, that follow rodeo coming here. Not because it's our local event, mm-hmm. but because of the Champions Challenge and
who's riding
being here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, as you're involved in, it's kind of hard because I would imagine as you're putting something on and you're the center of making it happen and directing it. For you, in 2015, with all of the events that are happening, what do you look forward to besides it's being over and it's successful? What is it for you personally that is what you look forward to the most?
For me personally, it's to make sure that the ground is the best that it can possibly be because that's my responsibility. So hopefully this shower that we're getting will be just the perfect amount to where I don't have to water the arena and then I'll be doing my part to alleviate the drought problem.
Now, when people say, well, what does Rick Williams look like? I'll tell you what he looks like. He's the one on the tractor out in the arena making sure that dirt is perfect. Because, I mean, it means a big thing, especially when it comes to the barrel racing and performance events. They've got to have that. They've got to have that arena. It's got to be solid, but yet soft enough, you know, they can get traction. I mean, but and if you see the arena on the steak night or other things, I mean, you've pounded it down till it's like you're walking on concrete.
Well, right now it looks like concrete.
Right on concrete, but by tomorrow or the next day, it's going to be nice and soft and furrowed up.
That's right.
I mean, it's a big, you know what, people just, oh, it's rodeo, you just got to ride a horse. No, there's so much to it, to this. In the Rodeo Association here, does so much here. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got how many people in your group?
I'm not sure exactly what our membership is, but it's over 70.
Over 70.
And everybody does their part to make this happen. That's the only way it works. We are the largest committee that is a volunteer committee that puts on a rodeo anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody else's other committees are either paid committees or they use like Lions Club and stuff like that, which we do too. We try to with our Wrangler program, but we can actually pull this off with our membership.
So tickets are on sale now, and I know that they go fast. If you want to do the rodeo flats, if there's any tickets available, they go fast. That's always fun. You get a dinner with your ticket. You get a dinner included. Now, 1 year I was there. I have to just let everybody know they ran out of Chardonnay. But the next year they were like, okay, we have some Chardonnay drinks. You think rodeo is kind of like whiskey? Well, girls do like Chardonnay. So they were like back in the flats here. It ran out. Within the next year they didn't because they realized, you know, it's kind of a changing, evolving culture here, you know.
Well, there's a lot of things
I'm going to do.
Yeah, a lot of things happening here. Okay. Today, of course, we're going to have the Lone Stranger. He's going to go out there and rob a bank again for the 50th year in a row or something. And then we're going to start giving out clues after 9 o'clock mm-hmm. today. You got a kids' day on Tuesday, the chili cook-off on Tuesday, quick draw contest Tuesday, street dance Tuesday, all this tomorrow. Then there's a pet pre-rodeo grand entry from 5:30 p.m. to 6:45 on May 13th to the 15th. That starts off the rodeo every day. Another kitty pet break. Of course, the big pancake breakfast.
And then Chicks and Chaps.
And Chicks and Chaps. And then the Friday night rodeo. And then, of course, the rodeo parade on Saturday. And the championship rodeo, the Champions Challenge on Saturday.
Mutton busting is one of my favorite events in the rodeo.
All right, we're going to give away some tickets in the next hour. We're not going to do it now because we're getting ready to pop off here. But we're going to give away some tickets to the rodeo for Wednesday and Thursday nights.
And they're available now at our ticket office.
Right now.
And every day this week we're going to be talking to different cowboys and buck riders that are going to be actually there at the riding on during the rodeo.
We're going to be able to get the bullfighter, one of the bullfighters in here. Somebody told me. And
you look fresh, Rick. You don't look tired. You look like you're ready for the event.
Oh, thank you. That'll change.
Yeah, you know what? By the time we see Rick on Friday or Thursday or Friday, his face has changed a little bit. Now he looks like he's 35. You know,
by the
end of the week, he's aged just a little here. Okay, we got to take a break. We're going to be back right after these messages in the news. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. It's 8:00 Monday morning.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Two inmates have been found dead at a maximum security prison in Nebraska. That's after officers regained control of the facility. State prison officials say inmates took control of at least part of the Tecumseh State Correctional Institution yesterday. Amid lowered flags, a southern Mississippi city is mourning two police officers, while the four people arrested after their shooting deaths awaited an initial court appearance today. Hattiesburg Mayor Johnny Dupree has had little to say so far about what led to the killings.
We know that the officer called for backup for a reason, and as they go through that, we don't want to and we will not jeopardize this investigation by guessing.
A memorial event is scheduled for the men at Hattiesburg's Convention Center this afternoon. Severe weather struck parts of the Midwest once again yesterday. Store owner Anita Matthews in Delmont, South Dakota, says a tornado apparently came through and wiped out some people's businesses.
It was very traumatizing seeing all those people there that were going through what they were going through. It was sad to see, you know, people crying because they lost their everything they had.
Meantime, there are fears that the number of dead could increase in areas of Texas and Arkansas that were hit by a line of tornadoes overnight. As many as 10 people are still missing following the storms, which killed at least two people. The Senate is poised to vote on a resolution calling for the release of Americans being held in Iran.
Legislation calls for the immediate release of four Americans being held as political prisoners in Iran, including Saeed Abedini, a Christian pastor sentenced to 8 years in prison for creating house churches and worshiping with other Christians. The legislation being considered by the Senate would, among other things, prohibit the lifting of economic sanctions without the Americans' release.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting. Slow going for the major indexes on Wall Street. The Dow right now down about 20. And this is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was in college, and I used my credit cards as a source of income, and I got into a lot of debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The customer service at Trinity is excellent. They take all of your bills and put them all together. It's one single easy payment.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
A new type of blood test is starting to transform cancer treatments, sparing many patients the surgical and needle biopsies long needed to guide their care.
The only resource, the best resource, is actually the blood.
And that is Dr. Massimo Cristofanellini. He says the new liquid biopsies can help doctors figure out the best cancer treatment more quickly.
The disease changes over time, and having a real-time assessment, a very simple blood test, would be ideal for being successful in the treatment of these patients.
The tests, known as liquid biopsies, officially capture cancer cells or DNA that tumors shed inside the blood instead of taking tissue from the tumor itself. New York's governor is appointing a task force to look into operations of nail salons around the state. The New York Times recently found that nail salon workers are forced to work long hours for little pay, working amid toxic chemicals as they perform manicures and pedicures. This is SRN News. President Obama is hoping to gain greater trade authority, and right now he is at odds with some within his own party who are opposed to that move. And as the Senate prepares to debate his agenda, the president lashing out at Democrat Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts.
Elizabeth is, a politician like everybody else, and, she's got a voice that she wants to get out there.
And Warren is factually wrong, he says, and politically motivated in fighting his efforts to obtain fast-track authority to negotiate trade agreements in which Congress could accept or reject the deal but not include any changes. It wasn't that long ago that American Idol dominated the TV ratings as it made stars, people like Carrie Underwood and even Simon Cowell, but now Fox says the show will go off the air after its 15th season. Next spring, American Idol has faded over the past few years. It was eclipsed by another music competition, NBC's The Voice. More details at SRNNews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's May the 11th, Monday. Good morning, 8:05 in the morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Coach Bob. Good morning, Jarhead, Sungold, Angel. Wow, everybody.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, Jerry, good morning. Jerry is our intern and is back and ready.
Good morning.
Yeah, good. I mean, did you cut your hair?
Not yet.
Okay. You know,
we love it.
You don't have
He's got the Jesus thing going on, and it's okay with me. Currently 65 degrees in the downtown studio. Slight chance of showers today with temperatures at 74.
He's got long hair.
Yeah, it looks cool. Why not? Okay. Go for it. Express yourself, baby. Slight chance of showers tonight with temperatures around 55. Tomorrow calls for 71 with our temperatures plummeting to around 50. And Wednesday will be a high of 70 with lows of around 52. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Call them for all your gas and propane needs.
A veteran-owned business here.
No, we have to cover a lot of our things. We gave our Barefoot in the Park tickets away today to Bob L.
We're going to be giving away rodeo tickets here, by the way. Later on, just here. And right now, we've got Red.
We've got Red on the phone this morning.
Okay.
That's
just
good.
Let's bring Red in. Good morning.
Find out what's happening tonight at the Tea Party meeting. Yeah. Good morning, Red.
Good morning. How's it going?
Great.
Fine, Red. So, I saw your article in the Shasta Lantern that you had, emailed to me about the DRBA. I thought that was really interesting.
Oh, good. I'm glad you liked it. I thought several of the things that happened at the Imperial Council were interesting myself.
See, it does catch on. It's another catchphrase there.
It does. They're officially branded.
Hey, what's happening tonight?
Tonight at Destiny Fellowship Church on South Bonneville, we're going to have Dan Johnson Skyped in live, and he's going to be doing liberty and activist training. And we welcome anybody that wants to be welcome in politics, that really wants to learn effective tools, how to make a change, how to develop candidates to run for office, to how to successfully help them win those offices and those seats. We welcome you to come down at 6 o'clock tonight and get some training on doing that. Some initial training. There's more to it, but this is the way that you kind of get your feet wet and into it and start the process.
Okay, this is a way to do it. Get involved in politics. Get those young people down there. Get them into it, like you
and
Caleb. Okay, great. And that starts at 6 p.m. today.
Yep, 6 p.m. tonight. And one other thing, there is the water rally today at Shasta Dam at 10:30. There's going to be a bunch of people up there. Bring your American flag, bring your Jefferson flag, bring yourself, and stand and be accounted for, and let them know that people are more important than 29 fish.
There you go, buddy. You know, I hope they get a lot of people out there because this is a lot of water to be pumping down the river here. And I mean, especially when you're looking at, I mean, just when you start out and you start reading more and more on the drought and the things that are happening. This I just saw down in Southern California, Water World is opening up their water park, and it starts with 1 million gallons of water, 1 million gallons of water to fill it up. And they said they've got a new process now that recycles and does all this stuff, so they're just kind of like topping it off after that. But think about this, 1 million gallons of water in this water park. There's no big protest about it. There's no big protest. They're saying, you know what? Maybe we could, you know, 1 million gallons of water. And even if you've got a new process of how to recycle it and reclaim it and all this, it seems like a lot of water.
Well, that's one of the things that they've done is they had dumped almost 600 million gallons of water into the bay for the Delta smelt. Meanwhile, there's 500 million acre feet of water that has gone unused for irrigation that has caused the loss of farms and citrus and trees. And I'm not sure a lot of people make the connection that when you lose that, those trees are dead. They're not, you just go water next year and you have them back. It takes 7 to 10 years to develop a fruit orchard to produce.
Yeah, it does.
It's something that's lost for a decade.
You got it. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot. Tonight, 6 p.m. at Destiny Fellowship Church on Bonneview.
Thanks so much.
You bet. All right. Thanks, Red. Hey, here's a lot.
Well, on the front page today, Whiskey Town Lassen fees to rise. Lassen's new fees are going to be $40 instead of $25 for the annual pass. It's a little bit of a decrease from the proposed $50. $20 instead of $10 fee per vehicle. And $10 instead of $5 per person, $15 instead of $5 per motorcycle, which they propose $20. There's going to be a new $10 winter seasonal fee from December 1st to April 1st. Whiskey Town, on the other hand, has new fees, $40 instead of $25 for an annual pass, $10 per vehicle, which is the same as last year's fee, and a drop from the $20 proposal. So just FYI, we do have some increases in parks on the rise.
Well, that's one of the things, too, is that – well, Whiskey Town was talking about that when the new superintendent was in there. Plus, they've made Whiskey Town State Park off-limits to cigarettes, totally. The cigarettes are smoking, I should say. That includes marijuana, too. Any type of smoking there. That it's, the cost of these, you know, for maintenance and all that, you're going to just start seeing prices go. Now, if you're a senior or a veteran, you can get a lifetime pass for a very reasonable amount of money everywhere. I want to talk about, you know, I want to take, Jerry, I want to take a break a little bit earlier today. Because I want to spend some time talking about this next story after this. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, Espresso Joe's has got any type of coffee, cappuccino, latte, special coffees, exotic coffees or teas. The brew side of there is, of course, with all the different beers and wines that you could possibly imagine. And also coffee making apparatus that they'll show you how to use. Walk next door then into the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is absolutely fabulous. All of this at Tobacco and Brew discounts in Espresso Joe's for veterans in there at 2153.
2143 Hilltop Drive. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. KCNR.
I've said that, what?
It's Monday
10,
morning.
Times.
Don't worry. KCNR 1460.
We'll be right back.
Numbers.
They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold. Long star belt buckles and old faded Levi's. And each night begins a new day. If you don't understand.
Suit up for Rodeo Week. Monday morning, keep watch. The lone stranger and sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday's kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall. And Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It happens every year at this time. Those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Redding. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Who says somebody's been shot? Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Yes, we are going to start playing some cowboy music because it's rodeo week here in Redding. And boy, do we have the events. We just had Brooke Williams on talking about Let's Get Ready. Going to be giving away tickets here momentarily to begin for Wednesday night's rodeo, which is the kickoff. Carl, we've got that.
We got all that stuff. We're going to be giving it away in just a second, so get those phones ready. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air and our friends over there. Another veteran-owned business, Alliance Heating and Air, with over 20 years, I could say even probably over 22 years of experience. Up here in outstanding service to the people up here in Northern California. And I mean all of Northern California. All makes, all models of heating and cooling systems. Can't say enough about Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Okay. The first robbery. The robbery is going to take place at 9 o'clock. You would think if we knew when it was going to be, and where it was going to be.
Might be taking place right now.
Yeah, it's going to be at 9 o'clock. That you would think is that the police would know this. You know, that the police would know this and be kind of waiting for them if we all know this. Just wondering. Okay. Hey, you want to give away those tickets right now?
Well, let's do it. We will be actually having the tickets delivered to us by
today.
By 10 o'clock. So you can't come get them till after 10. But we're going to give away four family of four tickets for Wednesday night, which is Gates Open Family Night, the pre-rodeo 6 p.m. 6:45 is a grand entry, and of course it's all general admission. So we're going to give four tickets away for the first caller here. That's rodeo this week. That's Wednesday, May 13th. Wrangler Million Dollar Tour Performance, four tickets.
There you go. And it's a family-friendly night because it's coming in a little bit, starting a little bit early to get the kids out of there, or just a little bit earlier, too, for people at work. So
we have a caller right now on the air.
We just gave away four tickets for Wednesday night, Reading Rodeo. All right. Okay. Now, I'm going to talk about something a little more serious here. Two policemen gunned down in Mississippi. And they've caught the two people that did it, a man and a woman. And I think they've arrested four in conjunction with it, some of them for obstructing justice. Two policemen killed, one black, one white. Walked up, they had a traffic stop, walked up, they were both killed. Black officer and white officer. And it looks like right now the people that are accused of it, and we don't know why they did it. We don't know what's that background on it. But the bottom line is we had two more officers killed. That's 40. That's 40 officers killed this year, police officers killed this year in the United States. Why aren't we hearing that? Why aren't we hearing that that we've lost this many officers, that we've lost something like 1,000 over in the last 10 years, that, you know, you've had that many killed? How come we're not hearing that, you know, the 40? How come we're not talking – how come we're not having groups of people heading down to Mississippi and standing there saying we support our police, that there's something going on with our police getting shot down, getting assaulted. Let's just look at it right here in Reading. Right here in Reading, you know, thank goodness, thank God, for whatever reason, we have not lost a policeman or a sheriff's deputy in a long time. However, at any one time, 10% of our police force is out because of injuries, because of being attacked by people out there, lawbreakers that when they arrest them, they're either methed up or on something, and they will fight and they will injure police. So we've got any time, 10% of our officers are injured and not able to be on the job. Some of them are going to be medically retired because some jerk moved their knee over 4 inches from where it's supposed to be during a fight. Then you've got, you know, then the sheriff's deputies out there, even out in the middle of nowhere fighting them. California Highway Patrol, injuries rampant out there. Injuries are rampant. And then, and the Highway Patrol are out there stopping and pulling people over by themselves in the middle of nowhere also. This is something that people need to understand is that, we talk about a war on black men, and the police are killing black lives matter. Of course they matter. Of course they matter. But the men and women in blue's lives matter also. They matter also. They've taken an oath to go out there and protect and defend the people out there. And this many being killed, and this is just the ones being killed. Like I said, the ones being injured, you never hear about. You never hear about the ones that can't, that they're not, they're not playing baseball anymore. They're not playing softball on the team anymore, on the blue team anymore, because their hips are gone, or their knee is gone, or they fractured, their arm was fractured trying to arrest a meth head. In the middle of some kind of weird law-breaking stunt there. You don't hear about those. You don't hear about the ones that are injured like that. All you hear about is, oh, gosh, here's another black life was lost. Yes, it's horrible. But we had a black life lost this weekend. It was a policeman along with his white partner there. In the when we get into this, they're talking about, oh, we have to take a good look at what's happening to our police and their culture. Frankly, if you deal with miscreants and you deal with jerks and you deal with lawbreakers who don't give a damn about society or anybody but themselves, you can't help but kind of build a shell here. That's all I'm saying, is that you can't help but build a shell. Now, how do you keep that shell open? It's tough. But let's take a good look at what they're facing every day out there. They don't come in to Jerry's house. They don't come in to Carl and Linda's house. Hey, come on in and have a cookie. They come in there and people are not nice. They're attacking them. They're doing everything they possibly can to make sure they can get away. Their lifestyle is there, and our police are in danger. Police, Highway Patrol, our sheriffs, they're in danger every day. So we need to think about this. We need to think about what's this culture that all of a sudden it's okay to hurt, defend, to kill police, to attack police, to ambush police. What all of a sudden makes that okay? You know, is there excessive sometimes? Yes. And do the police departments handle it? Yes. Is it going to be perfect? No. Because no matter where you are, no matter who it is, there's always going to be people in there that aren't perfect or, frankly, shouldn't be wearing a badge. And when you find them, you've got to root that out. But on the vast majority, you have people there that want to help and defend and save people. They want to do the right thing. So when I see this, I see two more police gunned down. Where's the president? Where's Al Sharpton? Where's all these people that protest? Why aren't they down there protesting the fact that we've got a black man and a white man who are out there just strictly to defend and protect our society being gunned down like this? Where is the protest? Where is it? You're not going to see it. You know why? Because it's not something that is newsworthy. Can you understand that? It's not newsworthy. There's not going to be a riot about these two police being killed. People are not going to race down these streets of Mississippi and burn down houses and businesses in protest of these two officers being killed. Nor should they. But there ought to be something. There ought to be something. There ought to be President Obama send somebody that goes down there and makes a statement. You've got a new attorney general. Her to stand there and say, you know, besides the fact that we have got problems in some of our inner cities, here's a problem right here in rural America. And two of our police get gunned down like this. That we need to support our police. We need to support these people out there. We need to make their job as easy as we can. Instead, the day that they buried with honor this policeman who was shot in New York, shot in the face for no reason, except he saw this when he was on patrol. He saw the shooter there. He's kind of like had something in his, you know, it's kind of tugging at his waistband, and he had his hands on something. The patrolman walked over there, and the guy shot him in the face, and he killed him. Well, they caught him. They caught the guy that killed him. So the day they were burying him, Loretta Lynch, our new attorney general, says, we're here to launch an investigation about those nasty police down in Baltimore. At the same day that they were burying this officer, who, by the way, was a white officer. And by all reports, was shot by a black guy, by a black shooter. So, you know, only thing I'm saying is, where's the equality? Where is the recognition for our police, for our law enforcement officers, black, white, man, woman, brown, Asian? Because, trust me, they've all been killed this year. They've all been killed this year. All right. It's really, you know, I just see this thing. And, you know, it's just, I just don't quite understand.
One of the officers that was gunned down was Officer of the Year. I was reading just a couple articles through different news agencies that he wanted to be a cop. He married his high school sweetheart. The town is in shock. They're mourning because it's a small town, and they all grew up together. Four were arrested that were, you know, they were shot, like, in, you know, from the car, and et cetera. But
they just pulled somebody over, right, for traffic? And
yes.
When he got up there, they just shot them both. Just killed them from a small town, like I said, you know, rural America.
People knew the shooters who had, by the way, a couple of them already had been in and out of jail.
And people knew who the shooters were.
Right?
They knew the car. This is just absolutely, absolutely ludicrous. Let's go to the phones. I'm using that term too much, frankly, but you know what? I don't know what else to say. What's a better word than ludicrous? Unfathomable, unbelievable. I'm incredulous. I just don't believe this. This is some crazy crap. I mean, you know, what should I say? I mean, better hang on to that delay button because I've got five other words I could use too. Terry, good morning.
Boy,
I'm just tired of the fact that we've got cops getting gunned down in this nation. I mean, they know when they walk out there, they put a gun on, they're out there to protect. They know that their lives are on the line. But we get two cops get gunned down in a rural town here. People who know these kids that grew up together. They grew up as friends, policemen of the year. And where is the anger? Where is the protest coming out of the White House? Where
is this? Do you understand
that
this is by design? Do you understand that? This is totally by design. You just pleaded with Barack Obama, who's behind this thing. Isn't the Attorney General on the side of the gentleman who was killed or died, at the hands of these six police officers, and against the six police officers? The DAs are against them. We have people going on different TV programs saying that this is the new civil rights, this is the new attack that they're having on the blacks. I mean, this is all by design, Carl, and to think anything else is naive for any of us. We have to start realizing this is the government we have. This is who this guy is, and this is what we have. And I also would suggest anybody who didn't hear Sovereign Minds, especially the last hour, should listen to that and the whole program of Jefferson State of Mind from Saturday. Because in that second hour with Mark Kent, he does play even Brent Weaver's comment, which is, again, it's trickle-down tyranny. Here's a guy that talks about shallow campaign promises. You're talking about law enforcement. Isn't what that guy ran on? Oh, but wait, that must have been a shallow campaign promise. You can't hold him to that. Mark played it right on the air. People have to get aware of what's going on. I mean, I love Rodeo Week, and I've been here for almost 40 years. I love all the stuff we do in Reading, but if people don't wake up and understand what's going on in their own town and what's going on in their country, you know, this other stuff is fine and dandy. I mean, we can martini this until we die, or we can save our country. And you know what else? It isn't about us. It isn't about, oh, what happens to my retirement? Oh, what happens here? What happens there? What happens with your children? Because if we take a stand, we will be in danger. If we do not take a stand, our children and our grandchildren will be in danger. That's all I got to say.
All right, Terry, thank you very much for your phone call.
Yep.
All right. You know, Terry is passionate about this. And, you know, and he's right, is that while it's fun to talk about all these things, and we continually will, there's also things like I just went off on the on law enforcement and how what's going on with that, that there are things that need to be noticed. There are, you know, things that are said, things that are done, even at a local level that seem, and when you think about it from our Imperial Council, is that you think about it sometimes and it's almost funny, but when you really take it to the next level, it's not so funny because things change. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cat and drive.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Monday morning, keep watch. The lone stranger and sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday's kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall. And Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's the 2015 Wrangler PRCA Pro Rodeo Champions Challenge presented by Justin Boots. Come join us for the 67th annual Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. The showdown starts with the Wrangler PRCA Million Dollar Silver Tour, followed by the Champions Challenge. You're not going to want to miss this year's specialty act, Cowboy Kenny's Steel Rodeo, a seven-time world champion motocross rider. So dust off those boots, pull on that hat, and grab your Reading Rodeo tickets at the Reading Rodeo box office or at readingrodeo.com.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day.
With the crack of the wind.
Up on a ridge he rested as he went along the way.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's got to be rodeo week.
Well, you know, you and I grew up, we had horses. We grew up with horses. You know, we knew it. You know, brush, clean their hooves, brush them down. You know, when to water them, not to water them. When you shouldn't water them, how you let them rest.
Yeehaw.
You know, we can saddle. I know if I had to saddle a horse, I could saddle a horse. I just have remember.
All right.
You know.
You know, the other day.
Difference between a bridle and a
well, let me get into,
altar.
Let me get into my snappy patter here. It's 8:35 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. 68 degrees out there, going up to like 74 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. We're streaming on KCNR1460.com, and everybody's just having a great deal of fun in the chat room today. You need to hop into there because they're talking about me in a one-piece bathing suit that I have. It goes all the way up to my neck and all the way down to my ankles. I'm bringing that back into service. You know, people are going to pay me thousands of dollars to ride down the slide. And I thought, okay, I mean, you know, for that, you know. So, but Jarhead and I are going to do that together. Mm. And, Jarhead's going to go first, and I'm going to come down right behind him, which is interesting in itself. Anyway, 8:35 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue. I tell you what, it is man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans and another better-known business that we support. And what great haircuts they have. Discounts for seniors and veterans right off Athens Avenue, Cypress Square Barbershop, right across from the subway. Good people there. Go in and see DC, Tim, or Logan. All right. Okay. Hey, I've completely forgotten what I was going to talk about.
Well, okay, how about this?
I was talking about something, don't I just completely?
Well, you were talking about the being in a wetsuit from neck to foot.
Well, that's
to
true.
Ankle. That's I was true. Like, that's a visual. I got lost
okay.
there.
All right. I got to know. Okay. Okay. You're finished. You go do yours. And then I've got one on Hillary Clinton.
Well, this is about the Islamic State simply inspired the deadly assault by two men on an exhibit of cartoons depicting the Prophet Muhammad near Dallas last week. CIA veteran Michael Morrell says, but it's only a matter of time. Now, this is last week. CIA veteran Michael Morelli, says that it's only a matter of time before the jihadist group is likely to be in a position to direct more elaborate attacks on American soil that could result in mass casualties.
Well, you know, the thing about it is they're doing a lot of this through social media. Yeah, through social media and through digital means. They're taking people and turning them onto this. And, you know, at the same time, we're looking at losing more of your rights of secrecy, or not secrecy, but privacy, the government coming in there. But then when you see things like this is that they have never, neither one of them has ever gone over to train in a jihadist center overseas yet. They have become jihadist in the sense that they have to go attack people because they were drawing cartoons of Muhammad. And I tell you what, I still am not going to condemn this woman. Why would I condemn this woman? Because she wants to draw pictures of Muhammad. And yet everybody wants to condemn her. You're hurting the feelings of Muslims. Okay. Unfortunately, that's what it's about. You know, freedom of speech. I get my feelings hurt occasionally. Well, not really. But I get my feelings hurt occasionally. But the, you know, but that's what it is. That's what the First Amendment is. And if she wants to do that, fine. But why condemn her? Why don't you condemn the terrorist? If you're going to condemn Pamela Geller, why don't you condemn a girl that wears a short skirt and displays her cleavage when she goes to a club and then some jerk attacks her? Why don't you blame her for this? It's the same thing. Well, she should have known better. Well, I think we got over that a long time ago. I think we got over that part a long, long time ago. Why haven't we gotten over this part where if somebody says something provocative that you don't like and it's got to do with religion, hey, don't go to it. I mean, nobody, you know, we keep bringing up this part about the crucifix and the glass of urine. You know what? I thought that was absolutely appalling. Why would you do something like that? But I didn't go to it. The only part that kind of really bothered me was that I think part of this was funded by your tax dollars. I hated that. But that made a change. A lot of people took a real good look at where do our tax dollars go on that one. To have displays like this that attack and are an affront to Christianity. But the guy wasn't put in jail. Nobody tried to go in and kill him. Nobody tried to shoot him. Nobody tried to beat him up. Nothing like this. So this attack on this woman, Pamela Geller, and I'm not saying that she's perfect, but I'm just saying is that she's got a right to do this. Just don't go to it. And when you say things, why provoke the jihadist? Excuse me. They don't need to be provoked. They don't need provocation. I think we showed them that, or they showed us that on 9/11. They don't need to be provoked to do things. They go out and they do these things because they like it, because this is just part of what they do. They kill Christians. I told you about meeting this young man from Iraq that his family escaped from there and what he does. And we're going to have him on the show here as soon as we can make our schedules match up, where he comes and he saves Christians. He saves Middle Eastern Christians and brings them to the United States. That they're being hunted down. They're being having their throats cut. They're having their businesses taken away. They are in the throes of being killed off. Are chased off in the Middle East. And yet, I don't see President Obama standing up for that one. I don't see him talking about this is terrible. I don't see him making long speeches about we've got to stop this. We've got to hunt these jihadists down. And frankly, right now, ISIS is in that spot where you can get them. They're on the surface. They're on the surface, and they're out there doing major military maneuvers. You can get to them right now. But we're not going to do that. We have not gone after them for whatever reason that is. But then going back to what this thing with the in Garland, Texas, in the Muhammad cartoon contest, would I do it? No. Would I go to it? No. Would I put her in jail and say, you can't ever do this again? No. No more than I would about the guy with the crucifix. So, anyway. Because once you start doing that, where are you going to stop, you know? Oh, gosh, well, then, you know, Carl, I didn't like what you said about ISIS. You're just provoking ISIS when you say things like they're savages, that they are, you know, for them, it's not 20th, you know, it's not, you know, that 20th century fox. It's 14th century fox. You know, it's when you talk about 20th century, you know, anything with 20th century. No, it's all 14th century when you talk about ISIS or even further back than that. Am I provoking ISIS with those type of comments? Do I say they're not true believers because they murder people like that? Is that provocative? Should I be stopped from saying things like this?
Free speech.
Hey, there you go. Free speech is untidy. It's untidy, and it can be affrontive. But yet, most people don't have the ability to put them at the end of the meetings because, you know, they need – I guess you could have said to Pamela Geller, like Brent Weaver said, Pamela needs a timeout. She needs a timeout. You know, I don't, you know what? Don't do that again. You've got a timeout here. Or you can only do it on this day, at this time. Anyway, okay. Moving along.
Something kind of funny, and I relate.
We need funny now.
I relate. Okay.
All right.
Councilman's mic captures his entire bathroom break. Because it's happened to me. A councilman for the city of Georgetown, Texas.
Wait a minute. It's happened to you.
Yes, because Texas forgot to turn his microphone off while he took a bathroom break. You know how you get those mics? They mic you and they have the thing clipped on the back?
Right. But they can turn you off from other places,
too. They can
too.
Turn you off, but they did not.
They did not.
And I was at the Fox Studios in Chico and got left and gone into the bathroom. And I said to them as I got back, I realized that my little button wasn't turned off. And I said, they said, oh, yeah, we heard everything. I said, that's sick. They laughed. They said, yeah. Hey, no, I don't know if they were teasing me.
Yeah, they've got it recorded.
So, but this is like, this is on major, you know, that they're, it shows the one woman with her hand over her face, like, oh my God, he's in the bathroom. We can hear everything. We're in the middle of a meeting.
Explosive diarrhea. So,
well, it didn't say that.
It didn't say that. Okay.
But it tells you, listen to hear what happened. So I'm sure people are like, no, I'm not going to do that.
No, please, let's not play this on the air. It was like, you know, but you saw that movie with Leslie Nielsen when he used to do these, you know, the cop movies, policemen or whatever it is, these satires on it. One of the co-stars being O.J. Simpson, that's how long back this was, where he went into the bathroom and it was just 2 and 3 minutes of just terrible juvenile humor that I just rolled around on the floor and laughed.
It is juvenile humor.
It is.
And sometimes just stupid funny is really a good escape after, you know, what we're dealing with, you know, cop killings and riots and ISIS. And, you know, so sometimes escapism is fun. One of the things that is, I'm sure we feel the angst, we see the growth. We've watched it for years. It's become part of, part of our, what we call it, you know, iconic culture, and that's American Idol. So I don't know how they decided to do this, but the long-running singing competition is being voted out by Fox, which will give it a 15th and final season next year.
That's it.
A once monumental hit that delivered on its promise to create huge recording stars has seen its ratings nosedive in recent years, with the last couple of winners failing to draw much attention. Fox announced the upcoming end of Idol in a 2015-16 schedule announcement released Monday morning in advance of the network's presentation later in the day to advertisers in New York. I'm not sure this is going to last. I think it's such a beloved show. It's a family. It's where the family can get together and they can root and they can vote. It's a family show. Now, I know that we watch both Idol and The Voice. My girlfriends and I all have professional singers, happen to like The Voice better than American Idol.
You know, when you use the term we, it's like,
you watch it with me. We record it.
I sit there with you.
Not all the time.
I sit there with you when it's on.
No, you don't make. You don't
when
vote.
I'm doing something, and you say, "Look at this. Look at this." You know.
Because I want you to be like you asked me in the hunting and the gun shows. Look at this guy. Look at this guy.
I
try to pretend I'm interested.
No, wait a minute. I have never asked you to do that. In fact, on Wednesdays when you used to tell me, you can watch anything you want. No, it's anything you want that Linda likes.
Did we used to watch Nice Shot or The Shoot or the, what was it called?
It's not on the air anymore. Well, no, you know why? It's because we didn't watch it. We got to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. It is 8:46 in the morning, 69 degrees out there. Carl and Linda Bott, again, green on what we watch and listen to. Is it okay if we take a break, honey?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Monday morning, keep watch. The lone stranger and sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday's kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall. And Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, so Drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
It happens every year at this time. Those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Redding. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
There's a great American hero we all look up to. When the times are hard and chips are down, he knows just what to do.
Michael Martin Murphy. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Monday morning. It's the 11th of May. All you mothers out there, I'm so glad that you had us. Happy Mother's Day.
All that pain you went through.
Yeah.
Happy Mommy's Day after that.
Absolutely. 69 degrees. Going to be around 74 today. Slight chance of showers on the horizon. Slight chance of showers tonight with temperatures around 55. Slight chance of showers on Tuesday with temperatures around 71 and 50 tomorrow night. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods. That's right. The last Tuesday of every month, all customers 55 plus get 10% off. Over 1,000 drinks, including 250 types of beers and over 350 liquor or wine choices right there. Full deli and butcher shop, locally owned and operated. And there's another great thing, locally owned and operated. Father-son team, they've been in Northern California. The family has been in Northern California for over 80 years. It's your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. Located at Highway 299 and Deschutes Road. Mighty Fine Foods. We've been in there. I tell you what, friendly people. They've got everything you could possibly imagine. I mean everything when you're on your way out to have a great picnic or just everyday shopping with that deli they have and that butcher they have. Is absolutely fabulous. Okay. Hey, 9 minutes till 9 here at KCNR 1460. The Hillary Clinton. She says things that are just kind of like interesting. And the things that she doesn't say are even more interesting, where she doesn't answer any questions. Everybody's saying she's not answering any questions from the press. But she claimed that illegals paid more in New York in taxes than major corporations. And so the fact check, people went to fact check to say, is this true? Well, and indeed it's not. Not even close. They used two different corporations here. One was Verizon. Verizon pays billions in taxes, hundreds of millions in other types. And they're saying it's, you know, for her to say something like this, you know, if you look at, you know, they can't even figure out where she got her numbers from. Well, it turns out she got her numbers from this columnist who got his numbers from Bernie Sanders, who doesn't tell anybody where he gets his numbers from. The socialist who's running for president also against Hillary. That's a big push. Anyway, from this, Hillary got four Pinocchios. a Pinocchio means, you know, if how true a statement is. And it could be one Pinocchio or two Pinocchios. You know, Pinocchios means is those people that tell fibs or just lie. Anyway, this one got four Pinocchios. This statement, illegals paid more in taxes than major corporations. It's funny that she would say things like this. Not funny, because we know where she's going with it. She wants, as she has said, take what Obama's done and expand it for illegals. I find this really interesting that we've got the cost of everything going up here, and you know, we're looking at, we've only got this much money to spend on veterans programs in the state of California. And I didn't ask, because the people were in this and it wasn't a form for that, but it may be later on, is how much more could we spend on veterans if we didn't spend billions on illegals? How much more could we spend on people that are here, you know, going to school legally, that are citizens of our country, natural-born citizens, or legally made citizens who have obtained their citizenship over the years legally? How much money would we have for that, for being able to help veterans, to get them trained and get them into jobs, to get them into maybe more training when they come out of the service? Because, frankly, they're trained. They know how to do there's so many of them that are trained in so many different fields, anywhere from truck driving to truck mechanics to IT to aviation mechanics. I mean, everybody thinks about grunts out there shooting, but there's a lot more. I mean, that's a small percentage of what it takes to put somebody in the field. And why these people, we can't get them jobs when we're spending all this money on people that are here illegally? Maybe that's something that we ought to take a look at. You know, when we're talking about spending $25 trillion on this, or billions on this, is take a look at maybe where we spend our money. Are veterans going to get that slice increased? Are illegals going to have it taken away? Of course not. Of course not. Not the way that our Sacramento, the Assembly and the Senate down in Sacramento is. I mean, it's Democrat. And I'll say what you want, but we are becoming we've become a one-party state. Yes, we've got great people like Brian Daly and Jim Nielsen, and we've got others down there that are, you know, that are trying to get the job done. But we're a one-party state. Let's just face it. It's just a matter of time before. I mean, I think every elective office, except maybe George Runner's, is Democrat. So I think that you've seen, you know, the handwriting's on the wall there. So it's not going to get any better. And it does make a difference about what the people say about the fast train or the bullet train or the tunnels. It doesn't make any difference because it's already been handled there. It doesn't make any difference what people say about vaccinations. It makes no difference. They don't care. Because this is what a small group of people want. And nobody really cares enough to make a stand. Today at 10:30, people are making a stand. They're going out to the Shasta Dam, and they're saying, you know what, this is a protest. This is an ad hoc protest where we go out there and we protest the amount of water that's being pushed down the sack, you know, here in the middle of a drought to pulse down millions of gallons of water when we need this water for people and agriculture and this. And why is this happening? So at 10:30 today, head on out to the visitor center at the Shasta Dam location. Bring your flags and go out there and march across the dam. Here's your chance to protest the amount of water that's being sent out that has nothing to do with science or anything. They're just doing it. Kind of like closing down the sack for fishing. Has nothing to do with science. They just had to do something. You need to talk to some of the Fish and Game Department guys. Ask them what they think of these things. You know, and I heard this the other day, is sometimes you can't say anything, or you better not say anything, or guess what happens? You get a phone call from Sacramento, and you've got to explain just what your person said on the air, or what did you mean by that? What did you mean by that? And when you say it's the truth, the truth's got nothing to do with it. The truth has nothing to do with it. It's the fact that you said it. All right. Rodeo Week. Tomorrow we've got Sam Paredes in from Gun Owners of California and rodeo people in at 7:30.
Of course, we've got the Cowboys all week long. Looking forward to that.
We'll get the Asphalt Cowboys
in and more
in
tickets
there
to give away. We had winner for the
– 4 tickets.
That's right. Let's look for that. Steve, I believe it was. No, that's Bob for the River.
It was Mike.
Mike, congratulations. You got the tickets. We'll have 4 tickets for you up at the front desk. 1326 Market Street. Make it a great Monday morning here from KCNR 1460. Thank you, Jared, for being on the air this morning. We have all kinds of wonderful programs ahead of us this morning. Laura Ingram, what's she got up her sleeve today?
There you go. We've got, of course, then, you know, Dave Ramsey, who is, has become a star in the United States. And we're lucky, you know, we were, when we brought him here, about the new Beamer is a paid-off mortgage. So we say, you know, how much, you know, how much money can you save? How much can you pay off? How much do you owe? You know, so I'm, you know, this has been a, it's been an interesting thing with him too. Later on this week, the chief of police will be here Wednesday. On Thursday, we're trying to, I think we're going to probably have the sheriff on Thursday if we can get him in here because he can't be here next week. And Friday is pancake breakfast. We're down at Roaring Gulch. So we're going to have a lot of law and order things coming on this week, with, Second Amendment, the chief, and hopefully we can get the sheriff in here. We can't give that out. We can't give the clues out for another 5 minutes, and it looks like we're not even going to be here for that, except the bank robbery is going to happen at 9 o'clock.
Well, we can start giving the clues tomorrow. How's that? Clue for the strangers, clue to find the loot. Oop, we just hear the gunshots.
Did you hear gunshots?
Yeah.
They must be chasing them.
Oh, my gosh.
They must be chasing them. They're outside. Run outside. Linda, take your gun, Linda. Shoot one off the horse. Shoot the bad guys as they're going by. Well, it looks like it's happened. Has a robbery happened and they're racing away? Is that what was going on?
Yes.
Okay, then we can read the first clue. Clue for the strangers. Since it's already started. The bandits used a hatchet-type shovel to escape from the jail. The asphalt cowboy shot holes in their jeans to no avail. That's for the strangers. Clue to find the loot. A paper tree for the loot. Crossing the river is a hoot. That's it. All right, now. Tomorrow we'll be here, and like I said, with Sam Paredes and more Cowboys and more stuff going on this week, for the whole week. The chief on Wednesday, hopefully the sheriff on Thursday, and then we'll be down at Pancake Breakfast. Join us down there. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Canyon in Washington. Emergency personnel are searching communities in northeast Texas and southwest Arkansas after a rash of tornadoes slammed the area, killing at least two people. Van Zandt County Emergency Coordinator Chuck Allen says several people were injured.
As of right now, best we can get a grasp of, there was 26 individuals that was transported by Champion EMS or another emergency medical service unit to local hospitals in the Tyler area.
Allen says at least 10 adults are unaccounted for. Also at SRNNews.com, twisters reportedly touched down in central Iowa, where a roof was ripped off a high school, and in eastern South Dakota, where a twister damaged the small town of Delmont. Anita Matthews owns a store in Delmont.
One of the guys that came into our store showed me a picture from his front yard, and there were no houses at all.